No other day.
Yeah. Was it vacation day or you half a work day?
Yeah. I probably should be doing work, but I did not.
Happy Dragon Con.
Yep, I'm not there, obviously,
we're not there.
Yep, but Tate has been sending me photos of him hanging out with Mr. Jeff Hayes.
Nice.
Went to a panel. And then he also found a cat Mongo lady ride, or a cat print donut riding a Mongo.
Nice.
So, and he's dressing up as Carl.
So I had a friend of mine also find them, like, just chilling, and he sent a picture of it, and this is the interaction. So this is he's like, hey, guess who I just ran into?
Who's it?
And so blah, blah, blah. He sent a picture of him and Matt and Jeff.
Jeff, yeah.
And he's like, I know it's Matt. I'm not sure about the other guy. I tried to play it cool, blah, blah, blah. Is that Jeff Hayes? And we were like, yes. Did you actually not know who that was? And apparently did not know what Jeff Hayes looked like.
That's crazy.
And I'm like,
I mean, if
they're both together and they're chilling with each other, more than likely it is going to be...
So, I mean, I guess they're actually doing separate things, too, this time.
Maybe. I mean, but... And I guess if you don't know their social media, where they're both together most of the time in videos and stuff...
Yeah.
But at that point, you would know what Jeff Hayes looks like.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he doesn't sound like he...
No, he just definitely does not sound...
Or his Carl doesn't.
His Carl, yeah. Because, and that's like the looks. One you hear the most.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm trying to...
But I'm... I. Somebody said... one of the other people in this text thread said this, and I didn't think about it until afterwards. Because... Okay, so... another person in this, if you see him again, please tell Matt I'm a little irritated. He sent my wife a friend request, but still hasn't accepted mine. But that I also understand. She is much prettier than I am. And then I send back the text. He just doesn't want to see your butthole pictures. Because remember in the audiobooks at the very beginning?
He's like, please don't show me.
But then I thought about it going, oh, that might be a major red flag. Like, if he's only accepting that from the females and not from the males,
yeah,
he's probably a problematic person.
Mm.
So I need him to finish the books before it comes out that he's a raging douchebag.
Yeah.
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 I am not... I thought about that last night, and I was like, oh. At that point, it was kind of past that in the text thread, so I didn't say anything. But I'm like, that has a red flag right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway.
This is why I will friend nobody. Ever.
Either that or just friend everybody.
Or that, too.
One of the two. I mean, I'm not. I'm not biased in who I friend request.
No.
Or accept their friend request.
My biggest problem is I don't have time for that junk.
True.
Zero time. I guess maybe if that was like... part of my job.
Yeah.
Sure.
But at that point, I think I would have a different... I'd have a private one.
It wouldn't
one.
Be my account.
It would be... A public...
It'd be like Gung Ho Nero or something.
Something
like
that, yeah. Where... Or at
pseudonym.
That point, I would only do people that I know in the industry, and I probably wouldn't friend like, request, like... Or friend accept random fans.
Yeah, like, Justin Wells, nice to meet you.
Justin Wells.
Yeah, that's my fake name.
Oh.
That's absolutely my fake name, and I've used it at a half a dozen times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I don't have
mostly
a fake
in California.
Name. Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you lived out there? Or?
When I was stationed out there, yeah.
When you were stationed out there?
Uh-huh.
But your name is on your...
No, not in military
uniform.
Clothes.
Okay.
No, God, no. That's stupid.
How did you come up with that name?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't think I have a fake name. Or at least I don't have a constant fake name.
Mm.
I did make up one for a script that I wrote that I liked it. It's really stupid, though. Because you remember the round... coins, and they have the letters T-U-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that sounds?
No.
It's a Tuit.
Okay.
And it's a round Tuit. And so when I get around to it,
yeah,
type thing. So I made a fake name called Jimmy Tuit. So kind of if you said it in a certain accent or whatever, it'd be like Gimme Tuit. Mm-hmm. So that was mine ish, but I don't have it on anything, and no. I've never used it. But yeah. So anyway, we are caught up on Brave New World. Is that the name of it? Pike? The Pike Show? Right.
Yeah, yeah. Strange New World.
Strange New World.
Yep.
It's just the
Brave
Pike
New
Show.
World would be a pilgrim or something.
I don't know. Don't they have one? That's Brave New World?
Not
that's
Star
a TV
Trek.
Show? Okay. I don't know. That's why it's the Pike Show.
Yeah. So you're caught up, including the one that just came out?
Yeah.
The
Yes.
Okay.
That one.
Okay.
I guess we can talk about it. I mean, granted, this won't get out for another week.
The Vulcan one.
Yeah.
I mean,
he reminded me so much of a Conehead. Like, right? The way he acted and all that was very Conehead.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd Conehead.
Yes.
Everybody else was kind of normal. He was more of a Conehead.
It was. I saw some people that were saying that these guys don't know anything about Vulcans. I'm like, they weren't trying to say they did. They were playing it for the lulz and things like that.
It was fine.
It was a fine episode. It's probably one of the better ones they've had this season.
Yeah. The only one that was weird, it was the hologram room.
That's the one that I'm, well, it's not weird. It's a fucking rehash of one they did on Next Generation with Data.
I guess.
So back in Next Generation,
yeah,
Data or Geordi challenged Data to a Sherlock Holmes mystery because Data had all the books memorized, so none of them were a challenge. And he's like, Geordi, instead of saying to stump Sherlock Holmes, he said stump or to challenge Data.
Mm-hmm.
He said Data's name, and then the hologram created a Moriarty that could rival Data and became self-aware type thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. And it was okay.
And then they had the Gwauld.
What?
In the next episode. A parasite that takes over your body.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The thing that took over their nurse in the episode of the temple, the medical temple.
Oh, yeah. That was okay. I mean, most of them are okay episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to do because it's... I don't think they have an agenda.
That's why this
season's kind of like...
Just kind of there.
Everywhere. And a lot more throwaway episodes rather than trying to do a story arc.
A large story arc. And that's something they can get away with on Strange New Worlds because it gives them the ability to... They've actually been doing a lot of character growth. Mm-hmm. Episodes where they have like the M'Banga episode and the Spock episode and all that
stuff. I don't understand Spock and what's her name.
Right?
I don't understand the whole like training to dance thing and like.
So I think he was learning to dance to surprise Christine when she came back.
Yeah.
And then she came back with boyfriend. And it's like, oh, okay. And then.
But now we've had like. The last episode where they had a dance battle.
Right. When they did that, I was like...
Like, this is where I'm like...
This is the third time that we focus on their dancing. I get it. They can dance.
But I don't understand why we're doing that.
Yeah.
Unless her actor-wise is, you know, a dancer and she wanted to do some dancing. And they're like, sure, we'll write it in.
Yeah. And... I mean, I know why they did it. They were trying to show that she was becoming back to her normal person, but I'm just like, she's a tactical officer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then apparently they said in the last, was it this last episode? I think it was this last episode where they were like, yeah, we're kind of dating. That was out of nowhere.
No. No.
It was an, the other episode right before she was coming back. Yeah, two episodes ago.
They started their thing.
Yeah.
And then she came
back. The episode before that was, oh, she's coming back, so I'm going to impress her now. And then the next episode, oh, they're dating. What?
No, they talked, they like talked about it, and then at the end they kissed. But yeah, I get it. But still.
There was no like
he got over it pretty fast.
Yeah.
There was lead up. While they were dancing, I was like, "Oh, she's into Spock."
Probably. Yeah.
I was like, "She's into Spock."
So, there was that. I'm trying to think of what else. Oswald was good. I loved her and him. It was so funny.
So great. Yeah, I like to see that she's getting to do more characters that are just kind of quirky.
Yeah, or normal type.
And because she was in Librarians as a guardian, she was very serious, but then she still got to be, you know, herself.
Or an actual person
instead of like Mystique, or where they were just using her for her looks.
Yeah. I need to go into more of the character arc of the old woman. Like, I know she's an alien, but I don't
know. She's an alien that lives a long ass fucking time, and that's basically all you need to know.
Right. And knows everything.
It's because she's been around and seen everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would have thought the serum would have worked on her.
I think she just wanted to go.
Right.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And they needed some way to be like, oh, it didn't work on her, and she knows everything, so I guess Spock will have to go in her place and feel inferior. Yeah, that one was good. The maze one was okay. I mean, the one where they get locked in the maze from the whatever.
Yeah, got it. Fake Gwawld.
Yeah, whatever. And trying to think,
there was
the hologram one. I mean, it was good. I wish they'd have gone a different way with testing out
the hologram,
the holodeck,
yeah,
room type thing. But it was what it was. We haven't really seen a lot of Pike do like his episodes. It's mostly been everybody else around him.
Yeah,
we've had a lot of Spock, a lot of what's her name, the chief officer.
The logistics officer?
Yeah.
Leon Noonien-Soon?
Sure.
She's related to Data?
Huh?
She's related to Data.
The one that's the military girl?
Mm-hmm.
How? Like, in real life?
No.
Oh.
No. The last name, Dr.
Noonien-Soon? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's related to Data.
She's not related to Data. Her father created Data.
Yeah, but...
It's not related.
It is. Technically, she's related to Data.
Okay. But yeah, what is it? Is there going to be one more episode?
God, I hope there's more than one more. Fuck.
What episode are we on?
I don't know.
Strange New World Season 3. There is going to be a Season 4, right?
Yeah, there's 5. There's 5.
Episode 9 is the next one, so...
So there'll be at least... Two more, maybe ten.
Ten, you think? How many was it?
It's gonna be eight. It's either gonna be 8, 10, or 12.
Season 2 ended on 10.
Yeah, so it'll be 10.
Season 1 ended on 10. So yeah, you've got 2 more episodes. What other TV shows are out there that we've been watching? What? Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Have you seen the first one?
I've seen both of them.
When did the other one drop?
Today.
Oh, today. Yeah, we haven't seen it then. Interesting. I'm still trying to fit. I assume his alternate reality father and brother, even though they're heroes, I still believe they're Nazis. Unless they are actually good people. Like, I still think, like, dad is...
His dad may still be a neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, with the brother still being alive and the costume not being...
I haven't seen his costume yet.
Well, you haven't seen the opener? The opening...
Yeah.
The opening credits?
Yeah.
The new opening credits?
Yeah.
He's in it. The costumes are in it.
I didn't pay attention then.
Oh.
I mean, we've only seen it once.
Right. So, which opening... You need to watch both of them, like, back to back. Which one do you like better? I like the first seasons better still, but...
Well, they had a lot more characters in the second one, so yeah. That's probably why... I mean, they had to redo an episode anyway, and they're probably going to do it if they have a season three.
Yeah, it'll be different every season.
I am surprised that they got Hal... Not Hal. Fillion. His character.
Yeah.
Him and Hot Girl.
That, yeah.
The retconning of the ending. What?
It was okay. It wasn't necessary, but...
It was to bring that Green Lantern in and that
actress. Yeah, but you didn't have to... You didn't have to shoot that, reshoot that.
They probably didn't really reshoot much because they just had those two people stand in.
Well, they... No, it's, oh, and they who, did the
who's
wide.
In the chair?
They did the wide.
Yeah, who's in the chair?
Mr. Terrific. And they had Superman... So, Mr. Terrific, Superman, Hawk Girl, Green Lantern, and Supergirl.
Okay.
We're all in there. It. But yeah, the only ones that talked and you could really see were...
Green Lantern and Hawk Girl.
Yeah.
So, I think it's pretty cool that they got those two to be in it. God knows if they actually had to be in it or...
Yeah.
Were asked if they want to be in it.
I mean, it was probably like a day worth of work.
Oh, I'm assuming they'll be in more episodes.
I don't think so. If they're not in the opening credit, if they're not in the credits, no.
Oh. So you just think they're in the first episode and done?
Yeah.
I guess so, because he went to audition for Justice Friends.
Justice Gang.
Yeah. Justice Gang.
Yeah.
And then didn't get
you
accepted.
You need to watch Superman now that it's out on digital.
Oh, is it finally?
Yeah, it's not on HBO, but you can buy it.
Oh. We'll just wait till it's free.
You might be able to rent it, too. I don't know.
Because it's on HBO, isn't it? Or,
yeah, it should HBO. Go to HBO eventually.
Yeah. HBO. Kira. Stop. No licky. I know you have allergies.
Me too. My allergies are going shit crazy right now.
How do you like this fake fall?
I love the fake fall.
I assume it's going to get warm again next week.
I don't know. My allergies are going crazy because I keep having to go to my parents' house every day.
Yeah.
So, like, the spot right here is that, and then there's, like, a little red down there and up here.
Yeah, that sucks. Eye.
So, it's, like, and I can only take Benadryl at night because it will put me to sleep.
Oh, right. That's good.
Yeah, ish.
Ish?
Yeah. It won't keep me asleep. It'll put me to sleep.
Let's see. Weather, weekend, 10-day. 10-day. Let's look at the 10-day forecast. No, but I'm glad that they got Nathan in there.
Yeah.
And...
Nope. It's going to get colder. Or stay the same.
70s, 80s, 83s.
Low 80s. So we're in the high 80s right now. So low 80s.
Okay. All right. Maybe we will see a fall.
Yep. Oh, I know you don't care, and I know a whole bunch of other people don't care. It's the start of college football season. War Eagle.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. That's all we'll talk about it. Because we're probably going to lose to Baylor tonight.
Lose to who?
Baylor.
Oh.
The Baylor Bears.
Sorry. It's okay. My condolences.
It's on Fox at like 7 p.m., so I won't be awake for it.
You'll just see the score when you wake up?
No, I've got my Hulu. This is the time where I get Hulu and get live TV, and I'll just record it and then watch it, fast forward it through all the stuff.
Why do you have to record it? Shouldn't you just be able to watch it again?
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I didn't know you could record.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the Hulu program itself has a function in it to record, or are you literally like...
Hulu itself. It's like TiVo back in the day. And I can go through and, like, fast forward through the commercials and skip. So, like, I can watch the play and then press skip forward 10 seconds, maybe twice, and then watch the next play and skip another two. Okay. It's like a super fast, efficient way to watch football.
That's
great.
Hilarious.
It takes a fucking 4-hour game and turns it into 45 minutes. It's awesome.
Fair. Fair enough. Oh man. Other than that, like, we just got back from our vacay.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
It was fun.
Where'd you go?
Savannah.
Oh.
Yeah, we did just walk around, eat, drink. It rained on us a little bit, but other than that, it was fine.
Okay.
Grabbed some art and dropped by unclaimed baggage as we were
coming back
and stuff, so I bought a couple of Switch games. I bought the Kirby's. I have three Kirby's now. The Princess Showtime one. It's Princess Peach's game. It's called Showtime.
Okay.
Like, I'm not paying $60 for that.
No.
Technically, I paid $40, but anyway. It's the cheapest you're ever going to find it.
Yeah.
Period. And what else? There was another one. Oh, it was a Ninja Turtle one.
Mm.
Something Shredder. So I was like, meh, I'll buy that for $9. Or $10, technically. But I was like, I haven't played Kirby since Nintendo. So we'll see.
I don't think I've ever played Kirby.
Yeah. I have the
Except in Smash Brothers.
Oh. I never played Smash. I never got into the Smash thing.
It was like the original one.
Mm. I have them because I bought them at Unclaimed Baggage, but I'm not into those.
The brawler.
Yeah. Type games. I was never into fighting games anyway, because to me they were just button mashers.
Didn't you and me play Injustice?
God Among Us? Yeah.
Okay. But that was the story.
Yeah, that was literally for the story. We didn't play it because we were fighting each other
We literally played to get the story. But I haven't played...
I haven't played the second one.
Injustice 2?
Yeah, I think so. They came out with more characters for the original.
I think I played the second one.
Yeah.
I did, for the story.
Yeah. So, there is no story with... Well, I guess there was a story with the original Smash Brothers, because at the end you played Master Hand.
Yeah.
You played against him.
Yeah.
That was the only story I think there was.
And I think that's what I did in the N64, I played to beat it with every character.
Mm-hmm.
Type thing. It was a lot of fun.
I may have played Mortal Kombat a long time ago, because... You try to work your way through the thing and get to the main guy and kill him and stuff like that. But
yeah, there's a story in that too. You just didn't.
It's very loose.
Yeah, but they
kill the dude.
It's now there's a full story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to the guy to kill the guy, because I think I did play one of the other Mortal Kombats, not the most recent, but the other one, because it was some other kind of story arc with the native guy. Not Raiden. The other guy that is the main guy besides Raiden.
You mean Raiden?
Raiden.
Not Liu Kang?
Might have been Liu Kang.
Wait.
Because didn't they get him from a different universe and bring them over to kill the other Earth competitors?
Yeah, so there was I don't know which Mortal Kombat it was, but there was a two-player Mortal Kombat that was Mortal Kombat. Again, I don't know which one it was, but you ran around as like Liu Kang and Kung Lao, just running around beating people up, and then you would go into fights and stuff. Did you watch Upload? You heard of Upload?
No.
The TV show Upload on Netflix.
Don't know what that is.
Oh my god! Well, they just ended their show.
Who?
Not Stephen Amell. What's the other Amell brother? Robbie Amell. So he played Firestorm, the original Firestorm in The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically, it takes place in like 2033. You can upload your consciousness into a digital afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening is he's in a car accident. And his girlfriend decides to upload him, even though there's like a chance he could survive.
Okay.
And so, and then, his memories are corrupted, and they can't find. And so, it's a mystery. It's a comedy, though. It's a mystery of who killed him and why and all that type of stuff. But again,
what platform?
Amazon Prime. But it's like a comedy, and they're like 30-ish minute episodes, and I think that's fourth season.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's very good.
All right. I have to look at that one. What other shows are out there?
Terminalist, Dark Wolf.
I don't know what that one is.
Oh my god. Okay, so you haven't seen Terminalist. Well, that I understand that you haven't probably seen Terminalist or Terminalist. Mm. So it's very similar to, I guess Rainbow Six would be the best. It's another book series of a guy who he's in the Navy SEALs. He was betrayed. His team was killed. His family was killed, and he has cancer. And takes revenge on the people who were trying to kill him. But then this one's a prequel, and it follows one of his buddies.
Okay. And that's on Prime as well, you said?
Yeah. So there's, like I said, there's Terminalist, and then Terminalist Dark Wolf, and then there's going to be another season of Terminalist.
We have to get our Apple back on because of the shows that are coming out.
Foundation on Apple.
Foundation, the Mars one. The alternate history to the moon.
For All Mankind.
For All Mankind.
Is that coming out soon?
I mean, we've only seen season one, and they have like three seasons, don't they?
I've seen all of it, yeah. I think maybe four.
Four seasons? Because we watched the first season. We haven't seen the rest. Yeah, for Foundation, though. And there was a third one.
The Silo.
Silo. Yes.
Severance.
We've never watched Severance. We might eventually catch it. Oh, and there's the Shrinking.
Yep, Shrinking.
We've seen season one of Shrinking. There's apparently, did we talk about this? There is a TV show that it is an NPC player. You're an NPC in the world, and it's and he finally gains consciousness. It's not the new guy or the fall guy. But it's literally him as a background actor or character that gets consciousness or something like that. Mm-mm. I don't remember.
Is it on Apple?
I don't know. What? Because it's an Asian guy. But I don't think it's like, I don't remember names. It's not, what's his name from Indiana Jones. It's not him. NPC character.
I keep forgetting. I can't watch the Nautilus.
Character who becomes human? Sure. TV show.
Yeah, because you're going to get the Ryan Reynolds thing.
Yeah. That's not. Ooh, what is that? There's a lot of things. It's a headgummit.
So it's not every no.
Yeah.
You can't do the show on the 12th.
Okay. What's on the 12th?
A wedding.
Okay.
Ooh.
We're podcasting.
A wedding.
Yeah.
Super wedding.
So anyway, I'll have to figure it out because I've seen the. I've seen a commercial for it, but I don't remember what the name of it was.
Okay, I'll look into it too.
Yeah. Hmm. But anyway, I don't really have anything else.
No. I think we can call it there.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
War Eagle.
I'm sorry.
No, we were.